Rachel Garland is a Bay Area troubadour who has headlined at Club Passim, The Freight and Salvage, and The Bitter End. She's currently on tour with her forthcoming EP. A sneak preview of her new recording is tucked into your tote bag along with a very tiny kitten. Good. Good job, everybody. You ready for Rachel Garland? Let's make her welcome.
Thank you so much. I like that little feline introduction. That makes me feel kind of warm and fuzzy inside, so that's good. My name's Rachel Garland. I came here from San Francisco. I am originally from Berkeley. I grew up in a house full of old folk records. And I went on to become a school teacher. I taught middle school for many years. You're welcome. And I'm kidding, I loved it. My household was full of interesting words. My mother is an immigrant from Scotland. She was a very young woman when she bought an around-the-world ticket, and she was planning to stop in the States, visit New York, visit Chicago, visit Bellevue, I'm sure, and then go on to New Zealand, and then back to Scotland. She ended up staying in California. And so as a kid, we grew up in our house. Vitamins were vitamins. Aluminum was aluminium. Trash was rubbish. And this is a hard one. Recycling was... it was existent in Berkeley, and we called it ecology. I'm honestly not sure if that was a Scottish thing or a Berkeley thing, but we called it ecology. So I wrote this song thinking about my mom, her immigration story, and the years that have passed since then. I should say that on a night like tonight, when the moon is full, it's actually 96% full tonight, we would pop our heads out the window and say, "It's a brobrech moonlich nechtenech." Which, if you don't already know broad Scots, we could learn a little tonight. You could say, it's a big, bright, moonlit night tonight. It's a bro. Brich, moonlich, nech, tenech. It's a bro brich, moonlich, nech, tenech. I know how to look at Ailsa Craig and predict the kind of weather. If the island wears a hat that's made of fog, I know where to find a hermit in a cave where the roads are lined with heather. I know where to find Grey Friars, Bobby Dog. But though I got your eyes, I cannot see the blue behind your gaze. When I see you see the sea you see beyond the ocean waves. I know how to walk a tatty field and find a berry in the brambles. I know how to dance a fearsome ace and reel. I know how to make a shepherd's pie and hear the sound inside a seashell, yes. I know how to play a Burns lullaby. But though I got your eyes, I cannot see the blue behind your gaze. When I see you see the sea you see beyond the ocean waves. And I guess you had some wanderlust and a pack of Marlboro Lights. And though it's hard to imagine you before us, I guess there was a time when you left the land of the locks and bought a ticket for the land of the Kiwis. Didn't fear the vastness of this globe. And I know I'm not the only one who's glad you didn't make it all the way to New Zealand. But sometimes I wish you weren't so far from your home. 'Cause though I got your eyes, I cannot see
The blue behind your gaze. When I see you see the sea you see beyond the ocean waves. When I see you see the sea you see beyond the ocean waves.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. I'm honored to be up here on the stage tonight. I appreciate being included in the showcase. I want to thank everyone who organized Far West Conference. All of the songwriters are here. The fans of folk music and the supporters, the venues, the radio DJs, and the house concert hosts. I love playing house concerts, and I've been fortunate to do a bunch of them across the country. And I love the chance to visit people in their homes and to learn about their stories. I visited my friends a couple of years ago, right after they had bought their first house, and they were all excited about the elbow grease that they were going to put into their abode. And we stayed up late talking about their plans. And a couple years later, I was on the road again, and I visited them, and they were like, "You're not going to believe the house. It's amazing. It's like even more of a fixer-upper than when you last saw it." Like, wow, way to dream big. I like that. They said, "We've been embroiled in this battle with a really aggressive real estate developer who threatened/offered to buy our land and to turn our whole neighborhood into this condo development." And so that time we stayed up really late talking about the kinds of compromises that each of us, maybe all of us, have made to stay living in the places where we belong, despite some hardship. So at the end of that long conversation, I wrote a song about their story called Broke Down House.
He showed up at the picnic with a steel guitar and a thumpet. I was turning a sweet 16, a little bit shy and a little bit green. We grew up in the same patch, in a pile of hay, we were a good match. We got hitched and found some land, the sweetest dream, it all began at a broke down house with a crooked porch. We got a rusty swing, a tiki torch, a shady tree, a barbecue, a freeway breeze, and a valley view. Our family is framed on the wall. We got a broke down house, but our hearts ain't broke at all. We grew a garden out of the gravel while I've been writing my novel. Hammock love in the afternoon, there's a rockabye baby due in June. At a broke down house with a crooked porch, we got a rusty swing, tiki torch, a shady tree, a barbecue, a freeway breeze and a valley view, a couple of chairs, a couple guitars, a couple stray cats who think they're ours. Our family is framed on the wall. We got a broke down house, but our hearts ain't broke at all. Everybody said we'd move when that agent offered payment for this piece of land with our hopscotch paint on the pavement. But we made our statement. We got a broke down house with a crooked porch. We got a rusty swing, a tiki torch, a shady tree, a barbecue, a freeway breeze and a valley view, a leaky sink, a creaky stair, a cracked up window with a curtain tear. The roof got rot, the gutter shot, the fridge ain't cold and the stove ain't hot. A couple of chairs, a couple guitars, a couple stray cats who think they're ours. Our family is framed on the wall. Sometimes the wind goes whistling right through the hall. We got a broke down house, but our hearts ain't broke at all. We got a broke down house, but our hearts ain't broke at all.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Orange is the color of the light. It's crawling up the walls of this adobe. Charlie Brown is in the pumpkin patch tonight. It must be October. That means a year of us apart. So I've been clearing out my heart just like a tavern and slowly going sober. The cottonwoods are turning from green to brown, but on the way they just get golder. Like in between the time you blow and when the flame goes out, there is heat before it's colder, these days of October. September daylight lasts so long. We turn back our clocks and it begins. For the love of dawn, dusk gives in. I could have asked you to stay, but I never liked the game of Red Rover. It was me against the mountain clover and sage. Cottonwoods are turning from green to brown, but on the just get golder. Like in between the time you blow and when the flame goes out, there is heat before it's colder, these days of October. It scars. I come to see you one more time to show you my face now that I'm bolder, to hold you in place once before the healing year is over. The cottonwoods are on their way from green to brown, but to me they just look golder. Like in between the time you blow and when the flame goes out, there is heat before it's colder, these days of October.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I mentioned that I was a middle school teacher, and during that time I was also in a relationship with someone who was older and wiser than I was at the time. And I don't know if you've had the experience where you just sometimes have to assert yourself, but by whatever means necessary. But if you have had that experience, this song is for you.
Your memory, like your walking stride, is longer than mine. But don't take the wheel when the road gets wet, 'cause my night vision is fine. I'm the youngest branch in my family tree, and I'm trying to get the greenest leaves to leave me be. If there's light above the canopy, share the sky with me. Move aside so I can see. Your memory, like your walking stride, is longer than mine. But don't take the wheel when the road gets wet, 'cause my night vision is fine. So I don't wanna hear your backseat driving when I'm in the kitchen. Don't be supervising if there's something missing in my recipe. The bread will rise a bit more slowly, but still taste sweet. Your memory, like your walking stride, is longer than mine, longer than mine. Don't take the wheel when the road gets wet, 'cause my night vision is fine. You know the difference between ale and lager. You know the difference between canola and olive oil. You know the mountain range, call every peak by name. I may not have the kind of expertise you found, but I've been hired to teach the children how to write a sentence with an abstract noun and a predicate. Like all true love, that's a noun, is delicate, that's a predicate. Your memory, like your walking stride, is longer than mine. But don't take the wheel when the road gets wet, 'cause my night vision is
Thank you. Thank you so much. This is a lot of fun being up here in Seattle, Bellevue area. I have traveled the country. Actually, when I got married, I was living in New York City. Same-sex marriage was illegal there at the time, so we, you know, just like did it all under the table and stuff. But we flew to California to get a legal marriage certificate because at that point, marriage was legal in California. And yeah. And then we took our legal certificate back to New York, continued living in sin there, but at least we were legal somewhere. Then we eventually moved to California, but by the time we got there, marriage was illegal. Meanwhile, back in New York, legal. So I think that, you know, I would say I think we're straight, but we're not. I think we're good, you know. I think we're good. So I appreciate that. And this is a little love song.
Mm-hmm. know if I've wished upon the setting sun. You wanna know if I hold you as my beloved and my only one. You wanna know if I smile when I think of all the mornings I'll get to wake up next to you. I have, I will, I do. Darkest days that come along, we'll bathe in candlelight. You wanna know if I have fallen like a daffodil? You wanna know if I will hold you steady without holding you still?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I have one more song I'd like to play for you tonight. Again, my name is Rachel Garland. I'll be playing in the Mother Hen Room tomorrow night. And I want to thank Corinne West for lending me an extra capo. I want to thank Marianne Mormon for the awesome workshop this morning and all of you for being here tonight. Anybody fly here? Yeah. I flew here. Never know who you're gonna meet on a plane.
I met him on Saturday. He said he was a Latter-day dropout, and not because he didn't try. He said he tried to find the light, but something went down that was not right, and he would not compromise. Latches on fences, we're all porous as our bones. And in the end we're yielding and defenseless. And the best things, they happen in the border zones. Tennessee honey, Tennessee honey, Tennessee honey. On a Saturday night, he said, sometimes a man confides in nobody in his life but a stranger on a plane ride. Must feel right, just feels right, like Tennessee honey, sing with me. Tennessee honey, Tennessee honey, Tennessee honey, it's all right. It's all right, Tennessee honey, Tennessee honey, Tennessee honey, Tennessee honey, that's right. Tennessee honey on a Saturday night. You guys sound good. Let's do that one more time. Tennessee honey, Tennessee honey, Tennessee honey, it's all right. On a Saturday night, it was Tennessee honey on a Saturday night.
Thank you so much. Thanks for singing. Hope to see you again.